People are dying right now for their faith. In Nigeria, in the Congo, in the Middle East, they're dying for the profession of faith in Jesus Christ. And we in our American Christianity are too uncomfortable to come to the theater because, I don't know, it's so awkward, I don't like change. Get over it. We're building a kingdom here. Who here had a battle this week? Anybody have not like a fight with your spouse or your dog or something, but like a spiritual, like, man, the enemy was kind of coming at me. We have that almost every single day, and it's time to get ready and dress for battle. And I was thinking about that as we're getting ready for this morning. And one of the things we do at my family is about every single week, our whole family gets together, at least my immediate family, and we have a family dinner. And we get together, and then we make tacos or whatever. We get pizza. And then before we eat, we gather around, all of us gather around, the kids, the grandkids, and we gather around, and we pray for our food. We say, Lord, thank you so much for this food. We pray that it's not poison, and we pray you'd bless it to our bodies, and we pray. And then what has happened now is my granddaughters, my three granddaughters, have decided that during prayer time, that that's their time to hold hands. And so they hold hands, and then they pray, and they're giggling, and then when we say amen, they jump up and down, yay, and they start clapping, yay, partly because I'm done praying, partly because we're going to eat, and partly just because they're excited because we just prayed. I want you to think about that for a second. These little kids are learning this, this desire to pray and excitement as part of our culture, as our family. How excited do you get about prayer? How excited do you get about it? I find oftentimes that prayer is what we want other people to do for us, but we don't want to do for ourselves. I want everybody praying for me, but are you praying? Are you seeking God? Today, we're going to finish up our series, Dress for Battle. Next week, we're starting a brand new series called Now Showing. It's all about who God is, and we're going to be talking about that for the next few weeks. We figured we'd say Now Showing it because we're in the movies. See what we did there? You picking up what we're putting down? Okay? We might have fell off the truck yesterday, but we only bounced once, so we're doing okay. But as we finish up this series, Dress for Battle, we're going to talk about where the real power comes from. As we're engaging every day in the spiritual battle that's in front of us, every day with the situations that the enemy tries to afflict our mind and our spirit and our relationships and our heart, all these things that we're in this real battle, we're going to talk about where the real power comes from. And we're going to learn this. You need to power your armor with prayer. Everyone say power. You need to power your armor with prayer, not energy drink.